Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everyone to Debate Week. This is Chuck Bonnell and Julie
Hayden Bonnewell. You know Chuck, me. We've been married 15 years, every so often.
She has lots of names. but this is a Chuck and Julie grassroots show, true straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We got the debate to talk about. Chuck and I went to the Tucker Carlson event.
Was that great or what?
It was great in Colorado Springs. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Haitians. The memes, we'll bring up on the speed on that. Some of the memes about the Haitians eating ducks and Donald Trump saving the ducks are hilarious. Just us today, no guests. So feel free if you want to call in or if you want to go ahead and type your comments in there too. That's okay.
Yep.
888-627-6008. But you want to start with the debate.
Yeah, let's start with the debate. The great debate. This is in the tradition of great American debates. Maybe the first great one was Lincoln versus Douglas. So that was not for president. That was for a Senate seat. But there have been great debates, presidential debates in my lifetime, and particularly starting off with Kennedy versus Nixon, in which it really tanked Nixon, who was kind of leading up to that point. And people say, if you listen about radio, that Nixon won, but on TV, because he was sweaty and had a kind of a low growth on him, you know, and he came across as shifty, which of course he was. So it was, you know, you can also go to Reagan versus Mondale. In that one, people wondered whether Reagan still had it. He had it enough to make it past Mondale. And of course, Biden versus Trump.
Yeah.
Biden didn't have enough to get by.
Game changer.
The game changer. So, and also, you have to realize, I mean, this race is maybe as close as any race I've ever seen. Harvard-Harris has exactly tied. You've got Pew exactly tied. And you even got Siena New York Times plus one, although I doubt the New York Times one because they're a very politicized one. They're just giving him a one-point lead.
Let's go into that because Chuck's theory, okay, because I think this is really interesting. Again, anymore, you just have to be so skeptical, particularly this far out, of any polls, right? They're all, I think, push polls. I mean, almost all of them designed to...
Well, push poll is something different.
But these are polls designed to shift or put out a narrative,
right?
And I think you have an interesting take on why all of a sudden all the Republicans are happy, like, oh, Kamala's bump, if there even was one, from the convention is over. She's now kind of not going anywhere in the polls, but you have an interesting theory on the narrative that's going to come out.
Well, as a practical matter, New York Times, Siena, which is a Democrat's favorite poll these days, for a while they're showing Trump wildly ahead. I mean, more than any other poll. But of course, they're doing that to force Biden out. They go, no, you can't win. You're going to lose. Other polls didn't show him losing that badly, but that one really did manage to raise the expectations for Trump and kill him for Biden. So now what they want to do is, okay, regardless of the poll was, particularly if he even will say that Trump's ahead one, and then 4 days after the debate, go, oh, the results are in. Kamala Harris won, and she's 3 points ahead or whatever else.
So it's kind of like raising the prices, then lowering them and calling it a sale.
Right.
What they're doing is, which may DNF did, by the way, in a trial I covered a long time ago, and it was ruled illegal, right? Uh-huh. The judge said you can't do that. You can't raise the prices on Monday, then drop them back to what they were for the past year and call it a sale.
Perfect.
And that's the same kind of thing here. So what they're doing is they're creating, I think you're right, false polls to show Kamala Harris is kind of sinking. And then they want to show her winning the debate, no matter what actually happens in the debate, right? By saying, oh, the polls are up because Kamala Harris, even though they might be the real polls, right? I mean, it's a polls they have today. So the whole thing is just insane. I don't know what to expect on this. I think that, you know, Kamala Harris's team keeps kind of complaining about that and trying to change the rules. I love Trump just keeps saying, I don't care, whatever you want to do.
No, it
But
does. No, he said, no worry. They're good enough for Joe. They're good enough for you, Kamala.
yes, but I mean, she's the one who's, you know, she wants the mic not muted, and Politico was reporting she wanted her mic unmuted so she could kind of treat Trump's debate like a cross-examination or something where she could object and fact check him and things like that. There's a part of me, and I think Donald Trump has sort of said, you know, whatever, I'm going to beat him.
No, he didn't at all. And I think why that
Yeah.
she wanted, she wanted to have Trump interrupt her, and she'd go, "Oh, he's bullying me.
But
He's
she
bullying
wanted to be
me."
able to interrupt him too,
Well,
and
but
try to
no,
provoke him.
well,
Well, that's
won't
this
them,
is what
but I
Politico
think,
said.
well, who cares about Politico?
Oh, totally what Chuck says.
Well, Politico, could you be any more left wing than that? And as a practical matter, it's just we're talking about Amber Heard
With Thomas.
with Thomas earlier. When they had to go to the cross-examination of Amber Heard, they did not do it by the very experienced male trial lawyer, but the associate woman, because males cross-examining females often seems like bullying or being mean or whatever else it is. And that's the trouble with Trump. Trump wants does not want to be seen as bullying and interrupting Kamala Harris. And so I'm sure they're happy. Not to, because he couldn't help himself,
I think
probably.
that the mic's muting. Well, you know, the one thing I will say, I think that this is a much more disciplined Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's what they said for
This
the Republican convention too.
is a
And he wasn't controlled at all. So,
well, no, but I mean, I think we saw him in the Joe Biden debate. He was disciplined. I mean, I don't. I just think you think it's going to be a significant debate. I don't. I
oh.
don't think. I know. And let us know if you guys what you think. I don't. I think the people who are going to vote for Kamala Harris and like Kamala Harris are going to say, because I think she's good enough that she can fake her way through it, right?
Sure, she was a lawyer. She did go to
Right.
Berkeley. She's not a total moron.
No. And so she's going to be able, particularly, I mean, there are 2-minute answers. There's no opening statement.
No opening statement.
No opening statements. From what I understand, that's the latest rules. Anyway, 2-minute, they have, I think they can give a 2-minute answer, then their mics are cut off. And then there's an additional 2 minutes to kind of respond to, or so Kamala can respond to Trump or vice versa, right? And I think that's kind of wise on ABC to limit that. I think if you were inclined to like Kamala Harris, you like Kamala Harris. If you were inclined to like Donald Trump, you're going to still watch Donald Trump. I think we're going to come out and we're going to see CNN is going to say, Kamala won. It was remarkable. It was beautiful.
And Fox will say, Kamala won, it was
Yeah, Fox will
beautiful.
say Kamala won. Newsmax will say Trump won. You know, Kamala Harris doesn't have any policies. It'll be interesting to see if ABC even asks for that, because I do think we will see ABC is in the tank for Kamala.
Right.
I think CNN actually tried to be somewhat fair,
They
but
were. That was shocking.
well,
Everybody's been,
yes, but keep
they
it.
were
They
complete.
wanted to get rid of Biden, though.
Right. It wasn't, they weren't being fair. They were trying to screw
What do we
Biden
do?
by being fair.
Right, that's right. Oh, according to Jacob, I didn't notice he won the coin toss, so he gets to speak last. Maybe they'll let him give closing statements. Yeah, I don't know. I got a feeling it's going to be kind of boring.
Well, of course it'll be boring, but
Yeah.
that doesn't really change the fact. I didn't think that Joe Biden was boring. I thought that was,
Well, that was like watching a
a car
crime,
wreck.
right? Yeah.
And Kamala is capable of doing a train wreck. I mean, she is pretty much an airhead.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She can.
I think she'll get through it, and I think she'll be
I
fine.
think she'll be
And
fine.
I think Trump will be fine. But nonetheless, I think it's incredibly important. Everybody's going to be watching. It's the only time they're probably going to
Oh,
debate.
this is great, Leo. Jacob, under Biden Harris, that coin was only worth 60% of what it was in 2020. Yeah, so maybe he only gets to go 60% first. I don't know how that would work. Well, and you know, actually, Leo and Jacob, you know, that's a great point. I think in the end, it's still going to come down to the economy. I think that there is so much wrong with the economy, the jobs report. I mean, you can look at everything, but bottom line, there are fewer employers hiring, and you can, for all kinds of reasons. In Denver, you know, you read all the time about another restaurant closing, moving out of the city. They increase the minimum wage. They increase the number of regulations that they have to follow. They turn the city into a hellhole. And then businesses say, you know what, we think we're just going to leave. That's just Denver, right? But across the country, things are going on. And they can try to tell people your grocery prices aren't higher. People know they are. I think Kamala Harris can try to pretend like she's the newcomer, but I don't think people buy that, right? I think Kamala Harris is associated with Joe Biden. I don't know. I just, you're hopeful that it'll make a difference. Well, is hopeful the right word?
It'll make a difference one way or the other. That's not hopeful because it could go to either side. And I don't necessarily think it's just going to be on the economy.
No, but I mean, I think voters' minds are on the economy, right?
Well, they may
The
be,
economy and crime. Well, I mean, that's what all the, I mean, I think that's what
but
people
she's
care about.
promising every goodie she can get. Yeah, student loans, great. You want a house? Great. I'll give you the money. You don't like the prices? Well, we'll change that. We'll lower them for
Exactly.
you.
On this from Jacob. Yeah, the voters still have to go into the grocery store. And Big Lots filed Chapter 11. I know. That's because Big Lots, which is like one of the cheap stores, filed for Chapter
Yeah, what's so
11.
cheap anymore?
No, well, it wasn't so cheap anymore.
Dollar store is
They even had weird
now
stuff.
$25.
Yeah. And the dollar store is, yeah, it's kind of, although I did say Walmart was doing better. But
That's
who
always
knows how
that's
much.
not good news.
Oh yeah, from Leo, Trump's jacket should have pictures of bacon, eggs, milk, chicken with dollar signs all over it to look at the whole, yeah, just so people can look at that the whole debate.
I think it really comes down to none of the issues that Trump has the advantage now in the Electoral College. National popular vote, it's even, but Trump has the advantage of the Electoral College. That means that the Democrats have to cheat. And can the Republicans, how much can the Republicans stop them from cheating?
You should see there
Screw
was
what the voters think. They don't care.
a headline in the Denver Post. It was this outrageous Republicans trying to make an issue out of being a resident for voting. It's like, why does that even make? I mean, it's they were raising some kind of like somehow Republicans were mean spirited for trying to say that that you couldn't vote if you weren't a citizen. It's kind of like,
How dare you?
how dare they do that?
Dare they say?
You know, one of the things that's interesting, we'll play a Bernie Sanders clip here, is you do have the Kamala Harris flip-flopping. And I don't know that
Her
that
values are the same, Julie. She
yeah,
has like,
so
the values don't really affect her policy because the policies change all the time, but her values of having no values never changes.
but Bernie Sanders says the quiet part out loud, where he's like, look, she's just lying to try to trick you into voting for her. So
Right.
if we could please
This
play
is
the
great.
Bernie Sanders vote.
Described Vice President Kamala Harris as a progressive. She has previously supported Medicare for all. Now, she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now, she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election. My own view is slightly different. I think that in America today, there are a lot of people, rural people, working class people, who no longer believe that the United States Congress and government represents their interests. They're dominated by big money interests. So I think that there is something wrong personally when we are the only.
Well, and he went on. And so the point that he was making, I think it's funny. No, she doesn't change her values. She's just being pragmatic and doing what she can to get elected. So in other words, her values are the same. She is lying to you to get elected. Then once elected, she's going to continue down this very progressive road, right?
Yeah, does anybody doubt that? I mean,
No, and here's the thing, and you're
I mean, because
absolutely
she's not going to have anything to say on policy. She's going to be
no.
renting out the Rehoboth Beach lawn chair, joining Joe
Just a joke.
with Mai Tais and stuff. I mean, she'll go, cackling or giggling her way
The
around
same
the country.
White House interns who are running things now under the Obama people
We'll be running.
will still be running
What do we
things.
do? What do we do? Obama, he'll tell him. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Kamala will, and she can't give speeches. I don't think she'll be much more public after this. I think Waltz hasn't been particularly a good choice either. They're not letting him talk, so I don't know that we're going to see three debates. They keep arguing about the debate
I don't think
format.
there'll be a second one.
I think it'll depend kind of on how it goes, but
Well.
I think, like I said, back to it, I think both of these people are in their own way experienced enough to be sort of disciplined the way they need to. I think the bigger thing underneath all of this is that the Democrats won't let you talk about it. I mean, that's just look at things. So before, Kamala Harris was one of numerous Democrats running for president, right? Bernie Sanders was actually leading the way. So the power brokers in the Democrat Party and in the Uniparty freaked out, decided that Joe Biden was going to be their guy because
Right.
they could control him. So they made everyone else drop out, and then they put Joe Biden in, knowing full well that Joe Biden was incompetent, but they wanted somebody incompetent, right?
Yeah, hit him down in a basement. There are 4 years of chaos.
And let Hunter continue to make money. Let Joe Biden's.
I wonder what the I got to go on these betting odds things. I mean, somehow it's illegal in the United States, but maybe we can do it for an offshore account or something. What are the odds that Joe Biden is going to pardon Hunter
Oh, like
Biden?
100%. I mean, I think Mark was there. I think 100%. Jean-Pierre goes, Jean-Pierre says he is not going to, the president definitely is not going to.
No.
And we believe that, right? The president, I mean, look at all the things that
Jean-Pierre. The hearing in front of the judge, and she said, "I just want to plead guilty right now." So she kind of did what Hunter Biden did, which is, "I just want to plead guilty. Let's just get this over with." And the judge got all pissed off and said, "You know what? I'll take your guilty plea, and I sentence you to, it was like 16 and a half years." And that was the end of it. And her defense attorney was going crazy saying, "You can't take, you know," and he goes, "She said she wants to take guilty." So doing these spontaneous, "I just want to plead guilty," judges don't like that, federal judges.
Right.
So he knows that he's going to get hammered.
Yes.
But notice that the sentencing's not until after the election.
Right.
So 100%, he is getting pardoned. There is no doubt in my mind. He knows he's getting pardoned.
I think you're right. It was going to go to trial. It was going to continue to look kind of bad for Biden and the Democrats, right?
And Joe.
Joe and Hunter
You can't make Hunter look worse.
well, no. Let's see. Does Hunter care about his family? This is a crack addict, sex trafficking, questionable maybe
Dad of the
minors.
year.
Yeah, it's like this is not Mr. Family Guy who's been so worried about his family. He wasn't that worried for the first trial, right? He wasn't worried enough
Right.
to not do any of this stuff. So I think that's exactly it. And they figured, okay, we can't have this come out now. Hunter, you plead guilty. Hunter's probably saying, "No, I'm not going to plead guilty." And they're
Yeah,
like,
we'll give you the same choice we gave your father.
yes, Jeffrey Epstein,
Of
exactly.
course,
And so.
I have visions of Joe having a stroke during, the before January, and Hunter sitting there go, "Dad, you got to pardon me. You got to wake back up. You got to pardon me."
You kind of pardon me. And
Yeah, right there. I pardon.
signing, yes, signing it. There's a little X drawn there.
And all the
Sign here,
assets in the
Dad.
will.
Yeah. Well, I know exactly. I think he's totally going to pardon because, again, if you're Joe Biden, I think right now you're probably annoyed enough, or Jill Biden. I don't know what Joe is or isn't aware of. You're annoyed enough at the Democrat Party. You're like, "Hey, screw you," And they agreed. Okay, we'll wait until after the election, then he'll pardon him. And what are they going to do to him? Right? Nothing.
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 So.
Well, it must be a
100%.
happy group of Rehoboth Beach, with Joe and Hunter. Hey, this has gone well.
Then,
Good
yeah, Leo
stuff.
says, "Mark, that sounds like a Twilight episode. Dad, wake up, sign this."
Yeah,
Exactly.
I mean, my whole life's been Twilight Zone.
the attorney who, I guess it's Abby Lowell or something, who refused to take the possibility of some other U.S. attorney could go after
Okay.
Hunter. I mean, that was like one of the classic worst lawyer mistakes of all time. He so screwed his client. I was trying to help him say, "No, I want to make sure that you." And then, of course, they got an honest judge, which they were not expecting.
But
It was like the worst one ever. He should have said, "Well, yeah, we'll take it. We're out of here."
and
But
you're
yeah, I
right,
mean,
Mark.
what attorney would let their client walk in and say, "I just want to plead guilty today and get this over with"? There's not an attorney. It's like, well, hey, let's wait. Let's see if I can cut a deal. Well, and they would have done that a week or two ago, a month or two ago, a year ago, and say, "Hey, we can cut the best deal," because you can cut pretty good deals with the feds
Right.
if it's done through the right process. But just walking in and saying, "To hell with everybody in the courtroom and all the jurors waiting." Because
Right.
judges don't like that. The one thing that judges, I think, may be universal is they don't like wasting time of jurors. And I believe once you go in there and you sit down, there's like 100 that were sitting there all day. They're out of the pool for the next year. Of course, I'm sure they have tons of people, but they don't like people showing up and getting their time wasted. That's pretty universal.
Well, and
well, that's being too nice to judges, but judges look at jurors as their little pets. And they
it's like being mean to their dog.
Yeah, it's like voter. There's a voters and everybody else, so they can pretend to be so caring about the jurors.
Right.
Because you're right, because that I've covered a ton of these things and like hardly ever just, I mean, usually they.
Only on Perry Mason.
Only on Perry Mason. I mean, they strike a deal and those are negotiations. Now, sometimes it is a surprise to like the reporters sitting there, right? But hardly ever is it a surprise to the judge.
You're doing what?
Because the judge, you're like, they blocked out time for this. I mean, that's totally screwed up this guy's calendar too, right?
No, freed it up.
Well, yeah. But oh, yes, you can play golf.
That's true. It did free it up. The judge probably went to the Bahamas.
Right.
But yeah, they don't like that. By one example, they hammered her and she was offered basically if she would have just worked with us here in Colorado, she was probably just going to get probation, but she's still sitting in federal prison today.
There you go. Oh. Thank you, lawyer. All right. Hey, Mark, thank you for that. Yep. I appreciate your take on that. Let's see. Charlene is saying, oh yeah, Kamala's hitting Twitter hard. Will they shut down Twitter communications before the election? You know, I don't know. Let's take a look at what's happened. They shut it down in Brazil.
Yep.
They shut down Rumble in Brazil, I think today, if not today, then yesterday. Kamala Harris hasn't weighed in on that and said that's a bad idea. Just as Julie Kelly was tweeting this today, the Department of Justice today charged two men who were using the Telegram app, accusing them of provoking violence, white supremacy, and trying to incite a race war.
Oh, yeah.
So now they
because
were...
it's so easy. All you have to do is go on Telegram.
Oh, yeah.
Boomo.
Yeah.
You got a race war going. War.
It's kind of like if they were
pretty darn easy.
You'd think all the Ukrainian people would jump in on that. So yeah, Charlene, you know, well, that's kind of segue, Charlene, thank you, into what we wanted to talk about from the Tucker Carlson thing. I think that we would be foolish at this point to assume anything that they won't do. I think we would be foolish to assume that there is any line that they won't cross.
Ooh, the Department of Justice? No. I mean, because they who's going to go get them? Okay, I'm going to report you to the feds. We are the feds.
Right. Well, and let's break down. So the Tucker Carlson thing, it was really interesting. Tucker Carlson spoke at an event down in Colorado Springs, he and Tulsi Gabbard, and we could talk about what they did to Tulsi, that we'll just kind of show you. And what he had to say was always interesting, right? And bottom line, excuse me, and chime in here too, but he was saying that he believes that what we are looking at are sort of the universal forces of good versus evil. And he was saying, we shouldn't be surprised about that. There's always been struggles between good versus evil. And he said, this progressive agenda, the Democrats, and really what is the Uniparty, he said, is evil. And he said, look what they're doing. And one of the things, the quickest thing they do is, Charlene, to get to your point, is they cut out free speech. They eliminate free speech. So you isolate people. You can't share ideas. You can't share information. You think you're all alone. And then one of the things you do, and he talks about, you know, they create chaos, which is what we're seeing in the country right now, too. And then from the chaos, people are confused. Now you get rid of free speech. They can't communicate. And now you impose your totalitarian rule on people, right?
Yeah, well, they're always trying. I mean, yeah. Merrick Garland is the most evil AG there's ever been. I mean, he beats out Eric Holder, which is not easy. He looks so kind of like a judge he used to be, and he announces these atrocious policies that are just god-awful. And it's clear, and someone pointed out to Tucker during that thing, that no, what they're doing is they're going to come after you.
Right.
Anybody they say is Russian influence. And now they, you know, for a couple of pro-Trump influencers or podcasters, they say that they got money indirectly, which means they didn't know it was from Russia. But that's enough because they influenced the entire election. We as a...
believe that? Like the Russian companies that hacked the DNC, right? There was no Russian company. Well, here's some Jacob. How about the owners of the Aurora apartment complex that had to give up their properties or face charges, yet the Venezuelans can walk around with automatic machine guns and not get charged with carrying an unregistered weapon? Well, and that's exactly it. I mean, that's part of, number one, the evil. And I didn't used to think this, but a couple of years ago, I started thinking it is evil. I used to think, no, you know, you shouldn't think good or evil in politics. It's just politics. But I don't think it is just politics anymore. I think that there is an evil force, and its face is the Progressive Democrat Party. Its face is the Uniparty. And now I would throw Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney in there, you know, included in that. And because what they want is to create chaos, keep people from communicating and talking, and then impose their order on the rest of us.
Well, just like the idea of January 6th, and now they're looking at, and what they did with abortion, grandmothers praying and thrown into jail in the mid 70s, everything they're doing, and they're getting away with it because the mainstream corporate media
is part of it.
It's part of it. And so, you know, anything goes these days. Tell me that Joe and Kamala wouldn't do anything.
Well, they're just puppets, right? And again, I go back to look at who was it that decided that Joe Biden wasn't going to be first, that Joe Biden was going to be president, and then Joe Biden wasn't going to be president, right? And I think it is for a long time. They were willing to let us have Republican and Democrat candidates as long as they were essentially the same.
John
right?
McCain, that's okay.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney, what the hell?
Well, yeah, it doesn't make any difference.
We don't want them, but if they win, we'll let them.
And what happened then was Donald Trump, right? And Donald Trump, I think, made people realize, oh, and so what did they do there? They shut down Facebook, right? And you know, Mark Zuckerberg, who I think is just...
Oh, did I do that? I apologize.
I'm sorry about that, right? You've got the Department of Justice now filed a second antitrust lawsuit against Google. Well, do you think that that's just a coincidence that Google's Alexa says Kamala Harris is great, Donald Trump sucks? I mean, give me a break, right? Do you think that the Department of Justice is holding the sword over Google's head, saying, you
Shoot
know, you,
Damocles.
Yeah, you know what to do with your search engine results, right? And then Google is, you know, but they're keeping the pressure on in the meantime. I think Elon Musk is rich enough that right now they don't seem to be able to shut him down totally, but they shut him down in Brazil, right?
Yeah.
And Charlene, and I've been saying this for a while, I worry. I mean, you'd hear about, you know, all the people dying of heat. There's a climate emergency. I mean, they can declare something an emergency. They can call somebody a foreign agent, and all of a sudden they're under arrest, right?
Right.
You do that with Elon Musk. You declare him a foreign agent. You make it up. Right. And then you arrest him, and then Twitter is shut down, and they let the same people take over. Because I think all of those backdoor algorithms that were installed there the first time.
Well, I mean, you know, they had the algorithms for us. I mean, they were not YouTube was not listening to our show every
when day. They canceled us. Right.
Yeah. When we got kicked off for quoting the Democratic governor about children being masked, you know, they just did mass. Politician, you know, this seems like a right room show. Yep,
right.
You're out of here.
You're out of here. But yeah, and like Jacob says, when Googling Donald Trump, the first 100 results are negative for Trump. Well, exactly. And again, and you think that's an accident that the Department of Justice has Google on trial for all kinds of antitrust things and you know, monopoly kind of things? No. I mean, that'll drag on forever. And then what they do to them at the end, I'm sure depends on how the search engine results, you know, go in terms of if it's
put in Merrick Garland, see how they go.
But I think it is, you know, and I don't know. Like I said, I didn't used to think it was a battle of good and evil. And I think it is now. And I think, well, here's, for instance, what they did to Tulsi Gabbard. She kind of explained that. I'm sure you all heard that Tulsi Gabbard was on the TSA terrorist watch list, right? But they're sneaky about it. They didn't just say, Tulsi, you're on the terrorist watch list, so she could hop on. She said she and her husband, well, mostly she said she travels.
No, it said both.
Right, but this time both. But she said they travel multiple times a week, right? She says she's on airplanes probably more days than not. And she said she had the TSA pre-check and all of that stuff. And she said then one day, and this is a little while ago, a few weeks ago, I get the impression, all of a sudden she's called aside for a separate screening. And they're doing this, they're winding her down. She said she's got people following her. You know, she said she later learned air marshals were following her around. She said, so they did all of this security. And then she said when she went to get on the plane, after having gone through security, they did a whole other security thing too. Sometimes I think making her miss her flight, right?
Right.
And she said this.
So if you see four S's,
Four S's on your boarding pass.
Your boarding pass, it means you're in the terrorist watch.
Yeah, she said she had no idea. She just noticed. And she said,
what's this SS?
The first few times, she said the first couple of times, she thought, oh, because they told her, oh, it's just routine, right?
Random.
And then she said it happened again. And then she said she and her husband then separated. He flew this way, she flew that way. It happened to both of them again. And she said at this point, she started to say, but she's a former congressperson. It's not like she doesn't know
well,
people.
She's still part, you know, she has a military ID. Everything else, they don't care.
Mm-mm. And she said, finally, she said she was talking to a TSA guy because she was always getting kicked up to the top TSA guys.
Right.
And she said, no one really knew. And she was calling people. And finally, a couple things happened. She said, somebody was able to tell her, you have been flagged. This trip with this quadruple S thing means you're on a terror watch list. And then they've asked to see the supporting documents and they won't give them any.
You know, they're lost in transit.
Lost the dog ate them. And then she said another guy who was a TSA agent was telling her, a supervisor, and she said he didn't recognize her name. This is apparently not, she thought anyway, said, you've done something to make somebody mad. He said, you're former military, you're former, you know, I guess he was just looking at the military ID. He said, you're okay. He said, this should not be happening to you. And he said, you've done something to make somebody mad.
He's Buttigieg. He's the head of transportation. He's a vicious little guy.
So that was her story, right? And I mean, just think about that. If they don't like what you say, they can, and you have no idea that this is even happening, all of a sudden you're on this terrorist watch list. Let's say you're supposed to fly to Colorado Springs to give a big speech to encourage other patriots, right? Well, now, you know, rather than saying she's a terrorist, you know, because that gets headlines and stuff like that. No, they just make your life a hassle. They make you miss your flight. Now you miss your speech. And so people don't hear it. I mean, it's insidious. And Tucker was saying he was joking because he got some kind of letter saying he was something about that some, like you said, some Russian had donated to him. So some kind of joke about he's a Russian asset or something. And he said initially he thought it was funny. And then, oh, some guy from Newsweek. That's right. A Newsweek reporter called him to ask about it, right? And that was the first he'd heard of it. Now, let's think back. Wasn't it a Yahoo, what's it, Isikoff, the Yahoo guy? So the deep state plants the Russia rumor in Yahoo News. Mm-hmm. Yahoo News calls people up and asks about it. Then the FBI turns around and says, well, we have to investigate these media reports, right?
Only fair.
It's only, so that's what's happening to Tucker Carlson. Newsweek calls him up and says, hey, we're investigating. I'm doing a story on the fact that you're a Russian asset. And Tucker said he thought it was funny, but his friend said, that's not funny at all. I mean, look at Michael Flynn.
Yeah.
Right. All of a sudden, you're a Russian asset. Now you can't travel around the country doing speeches. Now you're under investigation. Now you have to hire a lawyer. Right. Now we're going to censor you. Now we're going to pressure Twitter to take you off. Right. I mean, all of this stuff, we're going to press you and destroy you, basically.
That's good old American, crush you and destroy you.
Oh, that's totalitarianism. Let's see. Leo says, I've got five S's. Is that not good? Exactly.
That fifth one vitiates the other four. So
yeah. From Charlene, she's a member of the military and she's on a watch list. And that's what they told her, right? Then Charlene, you know, our congressional candidates talking about the Venezuela gangs are gaslighting. Then Julie, it's insidious. And Jacob, and then there's Cheryl Atkinson, where she claims the government tried to plant porn on her computer.
They clearly did.
And that's what, how many, that's 10 years on going on now?
Yeah, she sued them and it's 10 years on. And one of the people she sued in the government and so forth has disappeared. And they think he was put in a witness protection program. This is a new one for him. You know, you think witness protection program for mafia figures. No.
Right.
They now do it if they have somebody who is a key witness for them and is in government or otherwise. They could put him in the witness protection program. Nobody will ever see him.
Nobody has to see where.
And this guy had some obituary and they couldn't figure out where the obituary came from. You know, the government put out a obituary for this guy?
Yeah. Even though I just saw him at Target.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, Charlene, I know John Fabricatore in District 6 is talking about the Venezuelan gang issue. I mean, he's been huge on it. He is a former ICE guy himself, so he's been all over it, and he understands it. No, the Democrat candidates aren't, and none of the others are either, because Channel 9 has told us, and Jared Polis has assured us, it is our imaginations.
Oh, same
right?
With Mike Kaufman.
Right. Yeah, Mike Kaufman initially tried to say it was true, because, but then he's like, oh, girl. Well, I mean, they just back off. And again, you look at how hard could it be to say, I mean, you've got video, right? And they tried to make chance, but they were saying
it's not in proper context.
Yeah.
It's got to be in context,
even if it's only one apartment, right?
No. You took that totally out of context. Yes, they were mugging that woman for money and stole it all and beat her. But you have to take it in context.
And the context is it's cultural, right?
Yeah, that's right. They do that in Venezuela all the time.
Right. And then then there's a reporter from CBS, Catherine Herridge, who's being fined $850 a day. And from Charlene, yes, Fabricatory has been great. Whereas Evans, Crank, Heard speaking up, they're busy. Because Americans for Prosperity likes open borders, right? Yeah. Americans for Prosperity is funding them. And if a few, okay, maybe millions of Venezuelan gang members get through, that's
cheap
the price
labor.
You pay. Yeah, that's
you
the price you pay.
You're some cheap labor there, folks.
That's right.
And if they're forming gangs, well, that's the price you pay for cheaper goods.
See, too, Joe Altman, who was the one who brought up some of the original Dominion voting system issues, is being fined, I think, $1,000 a day until he reveals his source, right? At a certain point, though, but here's the thing, at a certain point, they'll put people in jail.
Oh, yeah.
From Charlene, exactly. Their pupper masters won't let them speak up. Okay, and Jacob, we'll move on to this because I kind of love and hate this story. And the Haitians are killing cats for food. Where's the Humane Society or the cat ladies? So have you guys seen
They've been co-opted. Humane Society is now run by Venezuela. I mean, Haitians.
Yeah, this is kind of, so in this little town of Springfield, Ohio.
Idyllic little town.
In recent years, I think since 2021, some 20,000 illegal Haitian immigrants have been dumped into this town.
Adding to its diversity and strength.
To its diversity and strength and taking jobs that no one else will take.
Yes.
It's like, and in the meantime, though, people have been complaining at city council meetings saying that they can't drive. This came to a head because about a year ago, maybe less than a year ago, a Haitian driving illegally without any kind of driver's license, driver training,
illegal is the wrong word. They were driving free.
They're really, yes.
Overly burdensome
regulations that apply only to illegal. They apply to Americans, but not illegal immigrants.
Well,
but and killed a girl, right? A little teenager.
As they do in Haiti.
And the city, let's just say the city population with all the Haitians is now 58,000. Right. So, I mean, that was a third, basically, right? So it's
they got to get to a half.
As you can imagine, it's kind of changed the culture of the city, and the residents are complaining, and they're complaining about
blood activating the old American.
They're
ideal.
Complaining about the Haitians.
They want to come here for a better life.
They're complaining about the Haitians killing
where
ducks and cats and eating them right at the park.
Well, they had one a cat who they'd hung on a tree and were slicing him up to eat and cook, cook and eat. And some of the kitties, in their own racist, awful way, told their parents that they were a little upset watching this butchery of their cat. And their mom said, look, don't be, you have to become an anti-racist. You're a racist for
Is that true? Or are you just making that up?
Making that
I was going to say.
Happened.
But I can tell a story about that. But what's funny is that you have to check Twitter and Instagram. I mean, they're all over the place. The memes where they show Donald Trump, he says, there's one where he's kissing a duck and he says, don't worry, I won't let the Haitians eat you. And then they show all these Haitians running after ducks and Donald Trump is saving the ducks and running, saying, and they've got all these little animal signs now saying, save us, this cute little duckling, saying, save us, vote for Donald Trump. Which is kind of funny, but it's not funny, and it's not particularly new either. It's just that it's so big anymore. I mean, I remember years ago. Now this is going to be 10 years ago at least. Because I've been gone for eight almost. When I was at Fox, I was getting some calls from people in Aurora, and they were upset because their neighbors, they lived in suburban Aurora, right? And their neighbors had bought some little baby goats and they could see the little goat pen from their kid's bedroom window. And the kids loved watching the little baby goats grow and play and frolic in their baby goat ways. And then one day, as the goats got bigger, they were horrified because the people who were illegal immigrants came out and like slit the goats' throats and proceeded to barbecue them, right? And the people were like, oh. And so, number one, they called the Humane Society, they called the Aurora Animal Control people and pointed out, rightfully so, that if they started killing pets in their yard, they'd be arrested, right? And they'd be charged, and you may decide they'd be picketing in front of their house. But they were told that this was cultural. The police told them that this was cultural, so they couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't, but they wouldn't do anything about it.
And the follow-up story was even worse. They had a group of migrants, newcomers from the Brazilian rainforest, and they had captured a couple crackers. White people, and they were eating them, and they kind of you can't just.
No, that's Joe Biden's uncle. That's Joe Biden's uncle.
If we get it to Joe Biden, we can do it to you.
Maybe all of maybe all of Kamala's single childless cat ladies will become pro 2A to save their cats from the Haitians. Well, here's the thing, though, when they talk about. So this is, again, this is a community, rather than turning around and saying, okay, the federal government just dumps 20,000 Haitians in this community, right? I mean, you look at what Mayor Johnson is doing to Denver. You just dump illegal immigrants in. You close the rec centers. You tell the citizens if
Take
you complain.
Those schools, those pesky little elementary schools, thank God. They're newcomer centers.
They don't have to close so many Denver public schools. I mean, it's like you're changing the culture of the community. And if you dare speak up, you're the one who's going to, and particularly you don't want to post anything on Telegram because now they're going to
You don't
go,
want Channel 9 coming to visit you.
No. So I think, and that's again the thing on this. So you've got when Tucker Carlson talks about the uniparty and the evil of the uniparty has been exposed. I mean, I think that we have to take that seriously and not say, because I think we have this tendency as Americans to be like, okay, we'll get it figured out. We got the good old American spirit, but that's what they are destroying. That's what they're trying to destroy. They're trying to destroy it by censorship. And if you don't bow down to the censorship, well, then they'll just imprison you. If you stand up to speak for your rights, well, they'll just imprison you. You know what I mean? And if you say, I don't like this crime going on in my community, they're going to tell you it's your imagination, right? And they're going to censor you.
I love that one. It's imagination.
Well, I mean,
those AK-47s, those 12-year-olds just your act of imagination.
Fox 31 was the one initially broke the story with the doorbell video, right? And I was reading the Denver Post article said that they were criticizing the release of the video. Yeah. And they said, KDVR did not respond to our request for comment.
Whoa!
Request for comment. It's like, but KDVR is, if you pay attention to these things, and I do, they are softening their stance, right? It's like they broke the rules. Nobody told them. Somebody forgot to tell them. We do not criticize Haitian or Venezuelan gangs taking over our community because they all are potential ballot names, right?
Yeah.
And not only that, we want chaos. We need the chaos. Chaos is good for all of us.
Right.
So
we decide it's not good for all of us, and then you're going to get a crackdown.
Well, only certain kinds of chaos. If you attempt to be chaos, right? If you try to take over an Aurora apartment complex.
Or not pay your rent.
Or eat your neighbor's cat or duck.
Or kid, any of those.
And I think, though, that's where we're going. And as Tucker says, we're seeing it, and they're not really even trying to hide it anymore. With Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, there was a time when they would have had to back down. And now not only do they not care, but Tulsi said, it's still there. They haven't taken it off, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's been exposed. They've been exposed for doing it. They've been criticized for doing it, and they don't care.
And so when Pete Buttigieg, who's the head of the Transportation Department, goes, do you think any of those people are going to ask, hey, Pete, why are you... doing this, I don't know. That's not really my bailiwick, but it is your bailiwick. Oh well, I'm sure it's well done. I'll look into that for you.
Right, right. From Charlene, the Clintons left them nothing to eat but stray cats. Well, there'll be fewer of those these days. I don't know where they got the cats.
What about the childless cat ladies? I mean, they're terror. Forget J.D. Lance. I mean, the Asian immigrants are going to really make them. Catless and as well as child.
And then the other thing that Tucker talked about and with Tulsi, and they it was here again, you have the tendency, at least I do, to think, nah, that's a little bit right. But he was talking about nuclear war, that both of them were saying that never has the country been closer, the world closer to nuclear war than we are right now. We've got, you know, the Biden, there are no foreign policies in the Biden administration. The foreign policies are governed only by the uniparty and the military industrial complex making money.
Well, you've heard for now 2 years, we've got to give the Ukrainians what they need. If we slow it down, if we slow walk it, everything else, pretty soon, as they lose more and more on the Donetsk and other fronts, they'll be going, we need some nuclear heads to shoot. Don't slow walk them. You got to get them in here so we can kind of go ballistic on the Ruskies. They're asking for more and more and more. And there's never enough.
Look at what's going on in the Middle East, right? We're appeasing Iran. We're appeasing Hamas. I mean, the Houthis, for Pete's sake,
like have
pretty much taken over the Mediterranean Sea and the Suez Canal, right? It's like,
and they're just like your kids from your neighborhood taking over the Houthis.
Exactly. It's like, and the American, I mean, they could take them out if they wanted to. They could stop it if they want to, but they don't want to.
Well, and they want to bomb them and do some, but the Houthis go, we don't care. And so you're going to have to annihilate them. I mean, we can't annihilate the Houthis. Everybody loves the Houthis. We can have them go to that small Ohio town, maybe, have the Houthis.
Yeah. No one's importing Houthis there. That would probably. But, I mean, think of it. It's like, so Iran gives the Houthis nuclear weapons, right? It's like, why are we shooting those stupid missiles at, the cargo ships and everything like that and the American warships? Let's get more serious. But it was interesting and somewhat chilling listening to Tucker and Tulsi Gabbard, because Tucker has been talking about this for a while. He said they're pushing Ukraine because they want a nuclear war.
All the construction and the anti-contamination, I'm sure they've got a lot on that market. Well, there'll be a few of us.
Yeah.
We have special ones.
Tulsi Gabbard was basically sort of saying, we're not joking here. We're not exaggerating. She said, and they were saying, and it is deliberate that we have been brought to this brink, right? It's not like nobody was paying attention. And then she said, then they talked about the Liz Cheney and the Dick Cheney, the neocon.
Well, I want to know, maybe we can put it on the chat thing to it. How many people out there think that Liz and, of course, the father, Dick Cheney's endorsement of Kamala Harris hurt Trump or helped Trump? My view is more people who are Democrats are going to go, if Dick Cheney's for him, I got to vote for
Leo
Trump.
Leo says help. Yeah, I think you're right. I think, Leo says stock up an iodine. I think it helped. This is good from Charlene, too. I just want to, if the Hell's Angels took over apartment complexes, there would be a SWAT team descending in 10 minutes. Oh, exactly. Well, here's the thing. And this is the difference. Again, when you look at the culture changing, the Hell's Angels would probably not actually think of taking over apartment complexes in Aurora, right? I mean, they might commit crimes there. They might do this, that, but they wouldn't. They have gangs, and the Crips and the Bloods, and they do bad gang things, but that wouldn't occur to them, I don't think, to take over the apartment complexes
and collect the rent themselves
and, to sell drugs out of that. I mean, they do it, they're, foolishly as American citizens,
and your money for the
realize they have to be tricky and they have to hide about it. If you're a Venezuelan gang member and a newcomer,
you got the governor on your side,
right?
You got the mayor of Denver on your side. You have the mayor of Aurora on your side. How much better does that get?
Yeah, if you're a Hell's Angel, you can maybe try to do extortion and drug dealing, but you have to kind of do it quietly and sneakily out of secret locations. And maybe you can kind of take over, but then, like you said, somebody would go on TV and say, the Hell's Angels are here, and they would stop them and knock them down. So, I have to read these. Oh, but Ann Schutz donated big to Liz Cheney. Exactly, Charlene.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Phil.
And from Leo, maybe when Trump is back, we can send all the illegals to France. Well, again, and you ask yourself, why are the major news organizations making it sound bad that Republicans, that is the law, right? You have to be an American citizen to vote in. And why are they trying to make it sound like somehow this is this weird Republican thing? And keep in mind this, most people, I think the polls show, do think it's a good idea that you have to be a citizen to vote. And
that's why we've got to replace them.
That's right.
We got to get a new group in, a more equitable one.
And who don't actually vote, who just give us their ballots and we can just print the ballots in their names. Yeah, and we vote for them and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, see, it's all good.
And then we got Kent Theory with the ranked choice voting, so
yes,
none of it's
that's
gonna
another good one. The Venezuelans love ranked choice voting.
Well, that is a jungle primary.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Good point, Julie.
They're used to all of that. And again, it was interesting listening to Tucker, but it's also a little alarming, wouldn't you say?
I think so.
What do you think about the nuclear war thing?
It's so blasé, you know. They say, well, okay, the Russians are moving nuclear warheads into Belarus, so they can be a little closer to, you know, the Western capitals. And of course, we think, or you know, we've got them set for here and there, as if, oh, of course we do. Everybody does. We got to get the nukes ready for the nuclear war.
And no one seems to say, wait, is this a good idea? Should we maybe de-escalate this? Should we maybe stop and think about what happens if we actually start sending nuclear missiles at each other? But he's like, nope, because
Nope.
lots of people are making lots of money. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us today. On Wednesday, we're still working on, well, Wednesday we'll have the debate.
Beat back.
Debate.
Along the Kamala won overwhelmingly.
Yeah. Hey, thank you to
Take
everybody.
care,
I'm
everybody.
Sim. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Bye-bye.